Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله Sallu alayhi wa alihi. This program called The Early Echo. Yes, this is your family program. Early in the morning, mashallah. Yes, in different parts of the world, it may be different times. But we say marhaba and welcome to every one of you to this program. And we are hoping, inshallah, that you will be tuned to Madani channel. You will be in our company from now right to the end of this program. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, start your day by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Begin your day by making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this shall enlighten your heart and it will motivate you to perform virtues and good deeds throughout the day. Therefore, alhamdulillah, we begin our day by making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us another chance to worship Him, to make abundance of istighfar, and to recite abundance of darood and salawat upon the cause and cream of creation, His beloved Habib Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. As per routine, we shall be discussing the blessings and virtues of Durood-e Paak, and our topic of discussion for today is basically, since we know that shaitan is our enemy, the cursed shaitan, and therefore shaitan always worries us and troubles us by different waswasas, whispers, a satanic whispers. So inshallah, today we shall be learning about some satanic whispers as well as their cures, as to how can we get rid of those waswasas that appear in the minds and hearts of the people. So please stay tuned to Madani channel. It is very, very important that you may watch this program here inshallah for today. And we will also be listening to some naat. And if possible, inshallah, we shall be connecting with a muballigh of Dawat Islami who will also be enlightening us with his Madani pearls in relation to our topic of discussion for today. So, chale, ek hadith-e paak sunte hain in relation to the blessings and virtues of reciting Durood-e Paak. It has been mentioned by the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ma jalasa qawmun majlisan lam yadhkurullah فيه ولم يصلوا على نبيهم إلا كان عليهم سيرة فإن شاء عذبهم وإن شاء غفر لهم. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, those people who sit in such gathering in which they neither do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nor do they recite durood and send salutations and salams upon the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So such gatherings in which the dhikr of Allah is not present, nor are they reciting darood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then on the day of judgment, such a gathering will be a means of remorse for them. So if Allah Azza wa Jal wills, He shall punish them or He will forgive them. Allahu Akbar. We learn from this hadith that whenever we have any family get together or any gathering, be it a meeting in your office, be it a gathering at home, a get together of family members, relatives, so always try at least once, start your discussions, your healthy discussions, or whatever discussions you are having, by reciting durood and salawat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In another hadith we have mentioned before that the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has mentioned that adorn and beautify your gatherings by reciting durood upon me, because the durood which you recite upon me in the dunya shall be noor and light for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. What a beautiful hadith this is, and quite motivational as well. So inshallah, make a firm intention in your heart. As of today, I will begin all my gatherings by reciting and chanting Durood upon the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mustafa jaan rahmat pe laakh ho salam, shamae bazme hidayat pe laakh ho salam. Jis taraf uth gayi, dam mein dam aa gaya, us nigahe inayat pe laakh ho salam. Woh zaba jisko sab kun ki kunji kahe, uski nafiz hukumat pe laakh ho salam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi. So, chale inshallah, we will be listening to a kalam. Please stay tuned to Madani channel, and after this, we shall be coming back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, 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 Madina. اگر میں روشے انور کے سامنے پہنچو اگر میں روشے انور کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے پہنچو اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے پہنچو اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے جالی پکڑ کے عرض کرو حال دل کبھی جالی پکڑ کے عرض کرو حال دل کبھی جالی پکڑ کے عرض کرو حال دل کبھی آنسو بہاؤں میں کبھی ممبر کے سامنے آنسو بہاؤں میں کبھی ممبر کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے پہنچو اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے ہر دم یہ آرزو ہے مدینے کے چاند سے ہر دم یہ آرزو ہے مدینے کے چاند سے ہر دم یہ آرزو ہے مدینے کے چاند سے بستر فقیر کا وہ تیرے در کے سامنے بستر فقیر کا وہ تیرے در کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے پہنچو اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے پہنچو اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے کیوں روکتے ہو خلد سے مجھ کو ملائکہ کیوں روکتے ہو خلد سے مجھکو ملائکہ کیوں روکتے ہو خلد سے مجھکو ملائکہ اچھا چلو تو شافع محشر کے سامنے اچھا چلو تو شافع محشر کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے پہنچو اگر ملو سہے انور کے سامنے پہنچو اگر ملو سہے انور کے سامنے ہے قادری جمیل کی یہ عرض آخری ہے قادری جمیل کی یہ عرض آخری ہے قادری جمیل کی یہ عرض آخری ہو قبر اس کی روزہ اطہر کے سامنے ہو قبر اس کی روزہ اطہر کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے پہنچو اگر ملو سہے انور کے سامنے پہنچو اگر ملو سہے انور کے سامنے مدینہ مدینہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Yes, we are back, اور آپ دیکھ رہے ہیں The Early Echo. Dear viewers on the Subhadini channel, today the topic of discussion is the whispers of shaitan. And before understanding this, we should also realize that we have many enemies which we always discuss to our family members about, maybe at work, at our offices, in our companies, maybe with those that we deal with during our businesses, our friends. And کبھی کبھی ہم یہاں تک بھی پہنچ جاتے کہ علماء کے پاس پہنچنے کے بعد وی گو ٹو دا اسکالرز اینڈ ٹو دا عاملین اینڈ وی سے دیٹ پلیز یو نو ٹیل می ہو ہیز ڈن دس جادو فار می آئی وانٹ ٹو ریموو دس بلیک میجک ود اے وائٹ میجک آئی وانٹ ٹو گیٹ ڈن اینڈ گڈ ود دس جادو سم وری ہیز کاسٹ دس اپون می سم ٹائمز وی اکیوز پیپل وی آر سسپیشیس اباؤٹ دیئر ایکٹیویٹیز پر ہیپس ہی از جیلس ود می ہی از ناٹ ہیپی ود می ایک دوسرے کو نیچے گرانے کے لیے ہم کہاں سے کہاں تک پہنچ جاتے ہیں. What not would we do to protect ourselves? But the question now arises that if we are so concerned about the enemies of this world, aren't we concerned about that enemy which the Quran has declared as an open enemy? In the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has spoken about such an enemy that is extremely dangerous to your iman, to your faith. He cannot wait to snatch away your faith and take you or see you going into the hellfire. Therefore Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the glorious Quran,
إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا.
Translation from Kanzul Iman: indeed shaitan is an open enemy of human beings. He is an open enemy of human. Khula huwa dushman, open enemy, who cannot see you worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who cannot see you performing righteous and good deeds, righteous deeds and actions. Therefore, regarding this shaitan, what steps have we taken to protect ourselves from the waswasas of shaitan, from the tricks and traps of his net that he cast to catch different types of people. So since this is our topic of discussion for today, inshallah, and if only we can understand the whispers of shaitan, and after analyzing them, we find some solutions as to how can we get rid of those waswasas. They will come to you in your mind, in your heart, even in the month of Ramadan, roze ki halat mein, kabhi namaz ki halat mein, kabhi hum wuzu kar rahe hain, kabhi ghusl kar rahe hain, kabhi hum kha pi rahe hain, kabhi apne ustaz ke samne baithe. In all cases, in salah, out of salah, in all good acts that you perform, all righteous deeds, shaitan does not leave you and he continues to whisper. So what is the literal meaning of waswasa? It is, of course, whisper. And in terms of sharia, waswasa means evil thoughts and ideas. So the literal meaning of waswasa is whisper, and in terms of sharia, waswasa means the thoughts and evil ideas that come into the heart or mind of a person. In one tafsir called Tafsir-e-Baghawi, it has been mentioned that waswasa is the thought that shaitan produces in the heart of a human being. Furthermore, usually people experience this waswasa at different levels, this whispers that come into the hearts and minds of people. It's at a different level. Some people experience it very less, some extremely lot, and it gets very annoying. It gets, it takes a person to a very high level where he starts to doubt himself, his iman and faith. If this waswasa and whispers of shaitan is ignored, usually they then go away. Otherwise, the more a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more these whispers will increase. But if a person recites A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, whensoever these evil thoughts and ideas come to the mind, when you recite A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, then shaitan will flee. So laying various kinds of deceitful traps, as shaitan traps scholars, he traps learned people as well, even lay people on the street, with different nets that he casts to trap them with his waswasas, with those whispers that he places into the hearts and thoughts of the person. So, alhamdulillah, in today's discussion, this is exactly what we will continue, inshallah. And this is what we will try and understand from the Holy Quran. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned this to His beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Mu'minun. And say, O my Lord, I seek your refuge from the whispers of the devil. And my Lord, I seek your refuge from their coming to me. This has been mentioned to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this Surah of the Holy Quran. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ حَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَنْ يَحُضُرُونَ. Say, O my Lord, I seek your refuge from the whispers of the devil. And O my Lord, I seek your refuge from their coming to me, from shaitan coming to me. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, a great personality, he has mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal has appointed an angel on the heart of every human being. And this angel continues to invite this person towards goodness and righteousness. This angel is appointed on the heart of every believer, of every person. And he invites this person towards righteousness. And this angel is called Mulhim. And his invitation towards righteousness is called Ilham. Likewise, even a shaitan is also appointed on the heart or for every person. And this shaitan invites people towards bad deeds, committing haram acts. And this shaitan is called waswas, and his invitation is called waswasa. So mulhim is the angel who calls towards righteousness, and his invitation is called ilham, whereas the evil shaitan or jinn that calls people towards committing haram acts is called waswas, and his invitation is called waswasa. Furthermore, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali has said that, so of course the angel calls towards goodness, and shaitan and this bad evil jinn calls people towards committing haram acts. But sometimes the very same shaitan, this devil, he invites people towards righteousness, making them commit haram acts. Sometimes he makes them commit major sins. He makes them commit magicians and the thawab and the reward that they would earn would not do for the magician that they have committed. For example, shaitan, he may call you towards righteousness as well. For example, he'll call you to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the moment you go there, then he whispers in your ears to commit haram in the house of Allah azza wa jal. And these days it is so common and known that people talk worldly stuff in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They open their secrets by talking about their salahs, about their ibadat. Now, one act of goodness is that a person had went to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sitting in the wudu khana area, sitting inside the house of Allah azza wa jal, and then discussing worldly matters, making ghiba and backbiting, carrying tales, accusing and slandering people loudly whereas other musallis are being disturbed. So these are some common habits of people globally, and this is also from shaitan. So one is that he made you commit a good deed, but the azab and the punishment for the bad deed is much more than the good deed which he has made you earn, a minor deed. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers on this Madani channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal save us from the tricks of shaitan. Furthermore, sometimes people come out, they read their salah, they perform their worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lekin shaitan chuke peeche pada hua hai. He makes a person have ostentation to show off about the ibadah that you have committed. So, on the other hand, whatever good deed he has earned because of showing off, you know, in our conversations, when we're talking to our neighbors, our family members, telephonically, face to face, whatever it is, sometimes you want to, make the person in front be impressed with your iman, with how worshipping and God fearing we are. So we start to talk about the wadaif we read, about the salahs we read, and we want the person to praise us. If this is the thought or the intention in the heart that I want some praises for the salahs I read from this person, I want him to say, "Wah, kya baat hai, you're such a good person, you're such a worshipper," then this is from shaitan and this will cause your good deeds to be vanished. So this is the tricks of the desires and the tricks and traps of shaitan, which is waswas, and his invitation is called waswasa. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from the desires of from the carnal desires of us, from our nafs. May he protect us from the tricks of our desires and from shaitan. As Huzur Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has mentioned so beautifully, aap is dua mein shamil ho jayein. Allah Azza wa Jal, through the sadqa of his beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, protect us from this evil thought. He rahmatullahi ta'ala has composed in his poetry. Aap yu likhte apne kalam mein.
Nafs-e badkar ne dil par ye qiyamat todi. Nafs-e badkar ne dil par ye qiyamat todi. Amale kiya bhi to chupane na diya, amale nek kiya bhi to chupane na diya, waqt khuftane mujhe roze pe jaane na diya.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the traps of shaitan. Now let us understand what is hamzat. So remember that in mirqat as well as in ashiyatul lama'at, it has been stated that as soon as a human baby is born, at the same time a shaitan baby is also born. The shaitan baby is called hamzat, and in Persian is called waswas. Hamzat in Persian and waswas in Arabic. So this is a Persian word, and the Arabic for that is waswas, but very famously known as hamzat. So every person has a hamzat. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and this narration which I am presenting to you is in Sahih al-Muslim, whereas Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has rated that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, each one of you is accompanied by a jinn, shaitan, as well as an angel. So people ask, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if every one of us is accompanied by a jinn and an angel, then what about you, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, yes, even I am accompanied by him, but Allah azza wa jal helped me against him, making him a Muslim. He now gives me suggestions only about goodness. Allahu Akbar. dear viewers on the Subhanallah channel. So we understand that every one of us is accompanied by this evil jinn or shaitan. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had made his Hamzat a Muslim. But of course, we are not at that level. Many of us fall for the tricks of the shaitan and whispers. And he continues to show and demonstrate his enmity towards us by making us leave the righteous deeds which we are doing. Remember, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned and he has quoted his this great personality, Hazrat Sayyiduna Yahya bin Mu'az Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And he said that shaitan is free, but you are busy. Allahu Akbar. He watches you, but you cannot see shaitan. You have forgotten him, but he has not forgotten you. You are busy, but he is free and waiting for every opportunity to make you indulge in some activity which will take you far away from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will allow your good deeds to vanish and to be destroyed. Allahu Akbar. So therefore, it is essential to fight against shaitan and to defeat him. Otherwise, you cannot stay safe from the tricks and from the mischief of shaitan, because it is very severe. Shaitan has deceived many people out there, dear viewers, and the Sumadri channel. The famous story about Hazrat Sayyiduna Ghawsi Azam Abdul Qadir Jilani, Quddisa Sirruhu Nurani, Subhanallah, whereas it is mentioned that during his travel, once upon a time, he was very thirsty and he stopped by a place where there was no water. Due to extreme thirst, it began to rain. And he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, had quenched his thirst by the rainwater. After some time, suddenly the sky had enlightened just above his head. And a face had appeared in that. Some scholars have written like a block or piece of cloud that had suddenly appeared above his head. And a sound had emanated from that cloud saying, or from that smoke saying, "Oh Abdul Qadir, I have made halal everything for you which has been haram until today. You have worshipped me, you have pleased me, and I am extremely happy with you. Thus, as of today, you are allowed to commit and do everything which has been haram until today." Allahu Akbar. Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala recognized the traps and the tricks and waswasas of shaitan. And he said, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. O cursed shaitan, get away from here. Indeed, you are shaitan. My Rabb would never do this. And forgive that which he has made haram, because this is the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Immediately when he rahmatullahi ta'ala had said this, that cloud had disappeared and it had vanished. And then shaitan has still not left him, and he came back for the second time. Allahu Akbar. The first trick of shaitan was to finish the iman of Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala by making him commit those haram acts which have been haram by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making it permissible for him to commit. Allahu Akbar. So he came for the second time. He says, "Oh Abdul Qadir, yes, indeed you have recognized me, and I have tricked and trapped 70 pious people, and they have fallen for my prey. But you have recognized me, and you have only recognized me because of your knowledge and your ilm." Allahu Akbar. Now, this was the second trap of shaitan. Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "Oh shaitan, you never left me for the first time, and now you have come again to trick me? No shaitan, no, it is not due to my knowledge. I have been saved from your traps because this is the mercy of my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers on the Subhanallah channel, Allahu Akbar. This is really amazing for us to understand that if only we could understand the tricks and traps of shaitan. Remember, shaitan is around us, he is with us. In fact, in a hadith of Rasulullah SAW in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume number 1, page number 669, it has been mentioned that the Holy Rasul SAW has said, "Without doubt, shaitan circulates in your bloodstream." Allahu Akbar. Shaitan circulates in the body of man in the form of blood, or like the blood circulates in the body. Allahu Akbar. So the great scholars of Islam have also emphasized and have explained that hence blocked the ways of shaitan in the light of the hadith, blocked the ways of shaitan by the means of hunger. Now this is some solutions to the waswasas of shaitan. آپ جو ہمارے ناظرین اس وقت مدنی چینل دیکھ رہے ہیں چاہے آپ سوشل میڈیا کے ذریعے سے دیکھ رہے ہیں آف دا سیٹلائٹ ایوری ون آف اس وی ڈو ایکسپیرینس دا ٹرکس اور دا وسوسز اینڈ دا وسپرز آف شیطان ٹو کمٹ سرٹن ایکشنز وچ ایٹ ٹائمز وی ایون آر اشیمڈ آف ایون مینشننگ انشاءاللہ آئی ول پریزنٹ سم احادیث ان ریلیشن ٹو دیٹ ایز ویل وٹ دا علماء اینڈ دا اسکالرز ہیو مینشن ریگارڈنگ ہاؤ کین وی بلاک دا پاتھ اینڈ دا وے آف دیز وسوسز سو نمبر ون دوز ہو ایٹ ٹو مچ should actually ponder and they should focus on these points that Hujjatul Islam Hazrat Sayyidina Maulana Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated that overeating causes six evils. Those who eat a lot, those who are the lovers of food, you know, you actually get them sitting on the table sometimes telling you, you know, I can't live without food, I love my food. And sometimes, yes, we all have to love food, we all have to eat to survive in this world, but overeating, eating till you are full and you cannot even breathe anymore, this is totally wrong. And these are the harms. What are the harms? Number one, there is no more divine fear in the heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person stops fearing Allah azza wa jal. This is the side effects of overeating. Number two, there is no sympathy with others, because those who eat a lot usually feel that others also eat a lot, so they feel pity for no one. Number three, worship seems to be a burden, and this is often seen when you overeat, you are doomed. A doom, because a person cannot even stand for salah correctly or properly or with concentration. He is lazy, he will start burping. When he goes for sajda, he is unable to wake up. So overeating makes worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal feel like a burden. Astaghfirullah. Number four, for softness of the heart, or softness is not produced in the heart by listening to even the advices from the scholars, you know, in the form of lectures. We listen to the advice of the senior members and the pious predecessors, mashallah, who have written books. We learn from them, we listen to their bayan and lectures, but it has no effect or impact in us. Why? Because of overeating. Furthermore, number five, it has been mentioned that if an overeating person is a preacher and he delivers bayans and lectures, even his speech will have no impact on the people if he overeats. Number six, various kinds of diseases are caused, of course, physically as well as spiritually. So therefore, we should understand that hunger has also, there are excellence in hunger as well, various excellences. Unfortunately, we cannot sleep during the night with hunger. We will wake up even 2 o'clock in the morning and have burgers, astaghfirullah, you know, have cheeseburgers with a diet cold drink, soft drink, and feel that, you know what, I'm on the right track. And then we have heart problems, we have fatty issues, we have cholesterol issues. So there are physical problems as well as spiritual problems of overeating, and this is the way of shaitan. So we make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal to protect us from the traps of shaitan. Dear viewers on this Madani channel, when Allah Azza wa Jal cursed shaitan, remember we are speaking about the waswasas of shaitan, and this Iblis shaitan continues to misguide people. He continues to trick people with his traps in various forms. تو کھانے کے حوالے سے ہم نے ابھی کچھ مدنی پھول سیکھے ہیں کچھ امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ has mentioned in احیاء العلوم that those are the six disadvantages of eating a lot to your full. So whenever you eat food, try and have the kufle medina of the stomach. In fact, you should read a booklet, a beautiful book published by the publications department of Dawat Islam called The Excellence of Hunger. You can download this book from the website of Dawat Islam. اسے پڑھیں, اسے سنیں, اسے سمجھیں, mashallah, and many of your problems you will be relieved of. People say that you should eat so many meals in so many different portions. You do what your beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned to you, which our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us and commanded us to do. Trust me, you will find many solutions in the sunnahs of Mustafa jalla rahmah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now when Allah azza wa jal had cursed shaitan and has kicked him out of the kingdom, Allahu Akbar, it has been mentioned in the Holy Quran,
قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ.
Allahu Akbar. He said, hence, I swear that you led me astray. I will certainly sit and wait for them on your straight path. I will certainly sit and wait for those who worship you on the straight path. They are on Sirat-e Mustaqim, they are on the righteous path. I would not allow them to reach you. And this is what I'm trying to make you understand. That Shaitan says, O Allah Azza wa Jal, if I have become a rajim and I'm kicked and I'm now cursed, then I will sit and wait on the straight path, waiting for your worshippers. Then I will certainly come to them from the front, from the back, from the right, and from the left. And you will not find most of them grateful. Allah Azza wa Jal. Ab zara soche, Shaitan has challenged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in saying that those who are on the righteous path, I will attack them from the front, from behind, from the right and left. And you will find many of them turning to become ungrateful to your favors that you have bestowed upon them, to the bounties which you have bestowed upon them. Kya ye aaj nahi ho raha hai? Agar hamare andar lalach paida ho rahi hai, hum greedy ho jate hain. किसी के पास बाइसाइकिल है तो उसको मोटरसाइकिल चाहिए, जब मोटरसाइकिल है तो गाड़ी चाहिए, एक गाड़ी है तो दो चाहिए, दो है तो चार चाहिए, एक घर है तो मजीद और चाहिए. दिस इज हाउ दिस द डिजायर्स ऑफ द हार्ट एंड द हेल्प ऑफ शैतान इंक्रीसेस इन आवर हार्ट्स टू पुट अदर्स डाउन बिकॉज वी आर ग्रीडी फॉर इट एंड एट एनी कॉस्ट वेदर इट मीन्स अस पुटिंग समवन डाउन, ह्यूमिलिएटिंग समवन, फाइटिंग विद समवन, रॉबिंग एंड स्टीलिंग फ्रॉम समवन, चीटिंग एंड डिसीविंग एनीवन मीन्स इट हैज नो डिफरेंस, इट मेक्स नो डिफरेंस टू अस. Thus, dear viewers on the Subhadini channel, he doesn't leave his own people. Ab zara khud soche, those who are kuffar, disbelievers, deviants, transgressors and sinners, when they are not pardoned by Shaitan, Shaitan to unko bhi nahi chhodta hai jo pehle se ghair Muslim hai. So when he keeps on instilling evil thoughts and ideas in their hearts and minds and he continues to let them be on the wrong path, then who are you and I who have iman in our hearts? By the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the sadqah of Mustafa Jana Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you think we shall be spared by shaitan? No. Lekin humne ab tak is shaitan ko pehchana nahi hai. Humne kya koshishe ki hai ki hum apne is dushman ko pehchane. We should know the tracks and tricks of shaitan. We should know ki ye kahan se aata hai, kis tarah se aata hai, kaun sa jaal bichhata hai, kis tarah se Allah ke bando ko अपने इस जाल में फंसाता है. वी शुड लर्न दोज ट्रिक्स एंड आइडियाज ताकि जब हम अपने दुश्मन को पहचानेंगे तो इबादत करने में मजीद मजा भी आएगा. बट इफ यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड द ट्रिक्स ऑफ शैतान, वी डोंट अंडरस्टैंड हाउ ही ट्रैप्स अस, हाउ दोज इविल थॉट्स अपीयर इवन इन आवर हार्ट्स एंड माइंड्स. माशाल्लाह, चलें इसी हवाले से हमारे पास एक प्यारा मदनी गुलदस्ता भी है. वी विल लिसन टू ए वेरी ब्यूटीफुल वीडियो क्लिप, वी विल वॉच दिस वीडियो इंशाल्लाह रिगार्डिंग द ट्रैप्स एंड ट्रिक्स ऑफ शैतान. इसे सुनते हैं, फौरन इसके बाद हम दोबारा हाजिर होंगे. प्लीज डू नॉट गो, दिस इज योर प्रोग्राम द अर्ली एको. स्टे ट्यून्ड टू मदनी चैनल एंड आफ्टर वी शैल कंटिन्यू एंड गिव मोर सॉल्यूशंस. इन फैक्ट इसके बाद हम वी विल बी लिसनिंग टू द नाइन नेम्स ऑफ शैतान. दे आर नाइन नेम्स ऑफ शैतान. इन फैक्ट द नाइन नेम्स ऑफ द ऑफस्प्रिंग ऑफ शैतान. हु आर दोज ऑफस्प्रिंग एंड चिल्ड्रन ऑफ शैतान, हम उसके बारे में कुछ जरा सीखेंगे. प्लीज स्टे ट्यून्ड टू मदनी चैनल आफ्टर दिस वीडियो क्लिप. सल्लु अलल हबीब صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
نبي نوح على نبينا وعليه الصلاة والسلام. As he was boarding the pairs of male and female, the animals into the ark, he was an old man who wanted to also board. And Nabi Nuh عليه السلام asked him that, who gave you permission to come aboard? And he replied that, I have arrived here to spread evil, the evil whispers into the hearts of the people, so that at that time their hearts will remain with me whilst their bodies will remain with you. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam says, O enemy of Allah azza wa jal, remove yourself from here, get off this ark. Allahu Akbar. Satan then replied, yes, you are Satan. He replied, I destroy people using five tricks. I can inform you of three, but two I cannot tell you. Just then Allah Azza wa Jal sends a wahi, a revelation to Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, that say to Satan the cursed one, I don't need to know those three. Just inform me of those two. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Satan replies, okay, those two tricks which I destroy people with and which has never failed me. These two tricks and traps that never fail me in destroying an individual is, one of them is jealousy and the other is greed. And it is the jealousy which has made me cursed and damned as well. Allahu Akbar. Can you see how serious a matter this jealousy is? Whether I am jealous of my colleague or a sibling or somebody that I know or I don't know. The jealousy, if it is there, it will consume our good deeds. So what benefit are we truly getting? It removes the peace from our minds, our hearts. It steals the happiness from our lives. It consumes, it eats up, it ruins our good deeds. What's the benefit in this?
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was our respected honorable Mawlana Nurshad Sahib, mashallah, who was sharing some beautiful and amazing Madani pearls. Alhamdulillah, I'm sure we have more insight in regards to the whispers of shaitan by now, mashallah. In fact, in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume number 2, page number 399, it has been mentioned that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, shaitan comes to any one of you and says, that who has created so and so thing? Who has created so and so thing? And then in your heart you give the answers to them. Allahu Akbar. Then shaitan goes to another extent and then he puts waswasa and whispers in your mind that if so and so thing has been created by so and so person, then who has created Allah Azza wa Jal? Allahu Akbar. Who created the earth? Allah. Who created the moon? Allah Azza wa Jal. Who created the sun? Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The ocean, the plant, the trees, the humans, the jinns, everything has been created by Allah. And then the question then comes, who has created Allah Azza wa Jal? The Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when he disturbs you to this extent, then you must recite, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, and refrain from it. This is the traps of shaitan. From way to way he takes you, Allahu Akbar. In fact, regarding this, the great thinker of the Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he has mentioned that do not even try to think about the answer to this whisper. Otherwise, shaitan will ask another question. So drive him away by reciting, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Allahu Akbar. Not every question is answered. Not every question is answered. When shaitan did not prostrate to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and he gave many reasonings for it, that I am from fire and he is from sand, Allah Azza wa Jal did not debate with shaitan. Allah Azza wa Jal did not say anything further. All he said was, فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا, you get out of the heaven. Even though shaitan had given many reasonings for his actions, but because you should not continue discussing this with shaitan, continue fighting with him and asking questions in your mind, in your heart, immediately when the waswasa comes, do not further think more about it. Rather, just immediately get rid and drive him away by reciting, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. And it has been mentioned by Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala in the light of ahadith that this is a very, very essential and a very powerful invocation. If you recite, inshallah, it will assist and help you to get rid of the tricks of shaitan. Furthermore, let us, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, understand that in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has also commanded us to seek refuge from shaitan. This is not only an invocation, but even Allah Azza wa Jal in the Holy Quran speaks about getting rid of the whispers of shaitan. Whereas Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, and O listener, if any whisper from the devil provokes you, so seek the refuge of Allah. Indeed, He is all hearing, all knowing. So, O listener, if any whisper of the devil provokes you to commit any evil, you are going for salah and then suddenly this thought came to your mind, let me go and have a swim in the ocean first. Let me go and catch a fish first. Let me go and do something else. These are the whispers of shaitan. And there are many stories that our pious predecessors have mentioned to us that, you know, showed practically how shaitan does this. Allahu Akbar. And we think it is our own actions. But yes, we have actually brought those thoughts into practical life, which is the waswasas of shaitan. And thereafter, we are then we earn gunas and sins. Remember, the scholars have mentioned very clearly that a person, as long as he has the thought in his heart, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala then explains this by saying, as long as this thought is in the heart, he is not answerable for it. But the moment he brings this into practice, then of course, the evil thoughts that come into the heart, suddenly, without you having any control over them, it is called hajis. And its existence in the heart is only but for a few moments. It comes and it goes. It doesn't remain for very long in the heart. And there is no gunah and sin over the thought. But if the thought has come to the heart and it is certain, it is there for a long time, and a person experiences happiness over the thought that he has in his heart, it is called uhamma. There is no punishment for that as well. Until he does not bring that which is in his heart into action. So if the evil thought came to the heart to commit any haram act, it is there. And this is through the waswasa of shaitan, and he realizes that because it doesn't come very often and frequent, it came and it went, or it came, it's there, and he's feeling happy about it. But it's not his intention to do that. It is the waswasa of shaitan. Then until he does not practice that, there is no sin upon him. Allah Azza wa Jalla, through His infinite mercy, will forgive him, because this is not in our control but from shaitan. Unless a person then goes out and he commits that evil act, then of course he will be liable for the guna and sin which he has committed. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from the traps and tricks of shaitan. Inshallah, I wanted to mention about the names of shaitan. It has been mentioned that Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that shaitan has 9 offspring. Now listen to their duties and responsibilities before we come to the end of this program. Number 1, Zalitun. Number 2, Waseen, with a noon in Arabic and with the N in English. Number 3, Laqus. Number 4, A'wan. Number 5, Haffaf. Number 6, Murrah. Number 7, Mustawith. Number 8, Damis. And number 9, Walhan. Allahu Akbar. These are the 9 names of the offsprings of shaitan. Zalitun is appointed at the marketplaces, whereas he places his flags. He causes mischief in the marketplaces, in the shopping malls, and when you go for shopping and stuff. Number 2, Waseen. He is appointed to make people suffer obscene, unforeseen problems and issues. Number 3, Laqus is appointed to the fire worshippers. Number 4, A'wan is appointed to the rulers to commit or to make them commit wrong actions and for them to make them fight amongst each other. A'wan. Number 5, Haffaf is appointed to alcoholics. He makes them continue drinking alcohol and creating waswasas and ideas in their hearts and minds. Murrah is appointed to those singing songs and playing musical instruments. Musawwit is appointed to spread rumors. It makes people believe and spread rumors, keeping them unaware of the actual truth. They enjoy causing rumors and causing mischief amongst people. Number 8, Damis is appointed to the houses. If a person enters the house without reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and upon entering the house, he does not make salam to those who are in his house, then this shaitan causes discord and fight and argument in that home amongst those people. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers on the Sabadri channel, these were some points for us to understand. Allah Azza wa Jal hum sab ko nek tawfiq aur rafiq ata farmaye, sirat e mustaqim par chalne ki tawfiq ata farmaye. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us death on iman. Inhi baaton ke sath hum aapse ijazat talab karte hain. Stay good, do good, be good, and wherever you are, remember the missionary statement of Da'wat Islami: I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance.